Yes, we started in 2003, Bobby Hicks and myself as the hosts, and we've gone uninterrupted basically all the way to here. It is 2024, so this is our 21st year. 2 years ago, a couple years ago, we switched over to Radio St. Pete.
And we are delighted you did.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's closer to where I live. That drive to Tampa was a little bit of a rough one there, but we managed. We had a great time over there. Here we do a lot more live remotes than we did over at. And that's one thing I really love to do, to get in with the people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a perfect example. This is just so great to bring the radio station out to Localtopia, sit out here in a beautiful day with a great environment, and have great music. I mean, what could possibly be wrong with any of that?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm seeing a bunch of people and vendors here that were at the St. Pete High market that they have on Sundays, I think. Is it Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday, yeah.
Sundays, yeah.
Yeah,
but they've been rained out 3 weeks in a row.
I know. They've had definitely
bad luck.
A bit of bad weather. But I think it's supposed to be good tomorrow, so they should
That's
have a good
fantastic.
Day.
All right.
So, I've got a question for you, Pete. What is a Florida folk song?
Well, I can only quote Bobby Hicks. When somebody asked him that, he said, "I know it when I see it."
There you go. I think that's actually about as good as you can do.
I think it's a song that has it goes into the Florida soul and the Florida character of things.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not like just throwing the word Okeechobee in there and for no reason, you know. But we try to establish it as a genre, and it's not that old. I mean, the Florida folk music as a genre really started in the early days of Will McLean.
Sure.
You know, the first line of Florida folk the Patriots, you know. And that whole legion of singer-songwriters, including female and male, is basically gone now. Is gone now. I think the oldest one left is probably Dale Kreider, and he's in Gainesville. He doesn't play much. I was on the phone last night to Valerie Wisecracker. She's been suffering from various ailments, but she told me she's looking for a really light banjo. And I talked to the guys over there at Seven Seas Music right next to us, and they have a couple of light banjos. So we're going to try to get her to town here. And when we do, we'll do a show with her, you know.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Well, you brought up Will McLean. They are a wonderful organization, a corporate underwriter here for Radio St. Pete, which we very much appreciate, the official sponsor of the Florida Folk Show. And that festival is coming up pretty soon, March 7th, 8th, and 9th, or
right,
8th, and, 9th, 10th, I think.
Yeah, and the president of the foundation, the Will McLean Foundation, and also the man that directs the activities at the park there, which used to be called the Sertoma.
Right, Sertoma Youth.
Famous name in bluegrass, reaching back to the 70s when I moved here. But it's now the Florida Sand Music Ranch. And there's something this weekend.
Yep.
Almost every weekend, to the point that the people of White Springs, one of them called me, an old codger from up there, and he's worried that they're going to steal the Florida Folk Festival.
Ah.
You know, because the Florida Folk Festival hasn't had the greatest attendance in the last couple of years, but, you know, it's its own thing. It's really, really traditional, and you'll see people there that only come out once a year.
Right.
And I've been going to it all these years since the mid-70s. And even before I moved here. And I'll tell you, I don't think there's going to be any, it's own thing, and I don't think there's going to be any clash there. But the man who is the head of it, Doug Spears, he will be here on March 6th, which is 2 days before the festival. And he'll be here for our grand opening of the new studio.
That's
correct?
Right. Yep, right across the street here on 4th Street. Right on the west side of Williams Park at Thrive DTSP. And we are going to have a brand new studio. We've had a couple soft openings, done a couple of small things there, but we will be doing a lot more once we get things really officially up and running.
And once that's over, Doug, who is himself a renowned Florida folk singer and songwriter, He will be going to the Study Lounge, again, 3100 3rd Avenue North, that night for a 7 o'clock show to perform for everybody. And then he's going to jump in his car as soon as that's over and get to Brooksville area, where the Florida Sam Music Ranch is, and start the business of the Will McLean Festival.
That's great. That's great. Well, we're going to have our two-day fundraiser on March 7th and 8th. That's Thursday and Friday. Thursday will be at the Hawthorne Bottle Shop on Central Avenue. Friday we will be at Foodie Labs. We will be broadcasting live from noon to 5 both days. And then also the Will McLean Festival kicks off that Friday, the 8th. It's 8th, 9th, and 10th up at the Florida Sands Music Ranch, formerly the Sertoma Youth Ranch. I think I got all that.
You got it. And I guess we're going to be broadcasting from Will McLean. I think Tim and Doug have figured something out. In fact, speaking of Tim, is it possible that we can get him on the radio for a second?
I think we can do that right now, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I'll let you two guys chat here a bit, and we'll put Tim in my seat. How's that sound?
All right. People ask me all the time, who is Tim?
I am Tim.
You are Tim.
Yeah, how you doing, Pete?
Well, tell everybody who you are, man. I mean, you've been actually a member of the Florida folk community for years.
Yeah. I mean, thanks to meeting you years ago, you brought Amber and I into this fun little world, and been lucky enough to get to play this little role that I have on the Florida Folk Show, being the sound guy and broadcasting the Facebook live stream. It's not always smooth, but it's always fun, and I really enjoy it. It's amazing how much talent there is in this community, and that I just feel so honored to get to be a part of that.
Well, tell people, how is it that just about every place that you come to set up the sound and work out the signal and everything, it's different.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
How many people have a job like that, you know?
No, every broadcast, every folk night, it's a whole new thing. I've gotten pretty good at my little system and being prepared for anything, but yeah, I mean, like, just like last week's radio show, like, I was going in expecting just singles, and then all of a sudden I'm having, like, three instruments and three vocal mics, and like we're just scrambling, but we make it happen every time, and it's
and you got to mix it so it sounds right on the radio,
and that's also what, in know, the room
in the room
yeah,
that's
yeah.
that's
it's
the
it's a fun little challenge, but I don't know, yeah. I love it. It's I don't know, it's gotten me way better at what I do, just because I have to get better in order to make it happen.
And in the early days, we used to look at the map and say, where's the middle of nowhere, Florida? Let's just go to the places where there's nobody at and do the radio from there. But then we found out the signal's not there either.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, rural internet will get better as time goes on. But, no, I'm excited. Speaking of broadcasting from the middle of nowhere, I'm actually wearing the hat right now. We're going to be broadcasting April 6th. From the research vessel, the Western Flyer, which is going to be a really interesting environment to broadcast.
It's docked for good there at the St. Pete Harbor.
Yep.
And it goes out when it needs to, and its area is the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they're going to be going out on like their first big official research voyage. They had a custom-made remotely operated submersible that they're going to deploy. It's really cool, and they've been gracious enough to open up the ship to us and let us go out there and broadcast. So, I'm pretty excited about that one.
And we want to thank St. Pete City Councilwoman Gina Driscoll for stepping in there and helping us get onto the boat, the first step on getting on there. And Chris Sharp, their communications manager. That's April 6th.
Yeah.
Between 10 and noon, we'll be on the Western Flyer.